Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Welcome to Local Focus here on your community radio station, WTZQ. We do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Q. Today, we're talking about an event coming up called From Climate Talk to Citizen Action. We've got guests in the studio this morning for Local Focus, Gray Jernigan with Mountain True. Gray, good morning.
Morning.
Great to have you here. And Joe Elliott with Citizens Concerned with Climate Crisis. Great to have you guys here. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
We've got a talk coming up in just a little bit, in just a few days. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. But first, let's start. Gray, tell us a little bit about Mountain True, what Mountain True is.
Mountain True is a regional environmental advocacy organization that champions clean waters, resilient forests, and healthy communities across Western North Carolina. And so what we're all about is getting citizens involved in advocacy. And so that's why we're so proud to be a sponsor of this event with Citizens Concerned with the Climate Crisis.
And we'll tell folks that the event is coming up on October the 27th. And we'll remind everyone again here from 2 to 4 p.m. And it will be at Stoll Hall at Grace Lutheran Church. And we'll tell you where you can find out more information. Joe Elliott here with us also with Citizens Concerned with Climate Crisis. Tell us about this event and what this event is all about.
It's the culmination of several months of work by a group of citizens in the county that are concerned about climate crisis, and we partnered with a number of groups that already are vested in the discussion of climate crisis in the county. And this event is meant to bring hopefully up to 250 people to Stoll Hall to spend a couple of hours on that Sunday afternoon talking about where we are with the crisis and what we can do. How can we mitigate some of the effects of climate change?
Certainly don't want to spoil anything. We want people to certainly go to the event. But what are some of the things that will be discussed? What are some of the things we might learn?
Well, the featured speaker is going to be a gentleman from NOAA and Dr. Easterling. He is NOAA in Asheville, where they do the weather forecasting, and he's going to talk about climate change. And we're going to have a panel session after Dr. Easterling that's going to have several groups, like Gray's group, talking about from their perspective. But we also are going to have a farmer from Hickory Nut Gap Farms talking about what farmers face with climate change. We're going to have a minister who's going to talk about what people of faith should be thinking about climate change and where their responsibility as good Christians is. And so it's going to be focused on finding solutions, solutions that ordinary citizens can address in their homes. For example, one of the groups that's going to be there they go into homes and mitigate some of the heat loss in homes in the winter, and of course, air conditioning loss in the summer. There's going to be a gentleman who has a solar panel company that they can put solar panels on homes, on churches. In fact, a lot of churches in Henderson County have already gone to hosting solar panels.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So I'm sure there's a feeling out there from many people that you believe in climate change, but you say to yourself, well, I'm one person. I mean, really, what can I do? I can go make life changes, but it's like trying to empty the ocean with a Dixie cup. What do you say to folks who have that type of feeling?
Yeah, so one person can't do everything, but everybody can do something.
Yeah.
So from adopting renewable energy in your home to energy efficiency upgrades to even things like adopting a plant-based diet, all of these things affect our carbon footprint on the world.
And so, Gray Jernigan with Mountain True, what are some of the things you guys are finding in Western North Carolina?
So we know that the science tells us that things here, the impacts are going to be different everywhere, but in Western North Carolina, we're facing warmer, wetter years on average with longer periods of drought in between. And that's kind of exactly what we've been experiencing over the past couple of years. So the impacts are here, and we've got to learn how to adapt to some of those changes and then mitigate educate others.
And are those some of the things that we'll be learning about and talking about in this get-together?
Absolutely, yeah. So like Joe said, we're going to have people from a lot of different perspectives, a lot of different backgrounds, talking about renewable energy, talking about what faith-based groups can do to care for God's creation, talking about what the impacts that farmers are facing and policy solutions and all of the above.
What are some of the things you guys are running into in the community? There are certainly a lot of people who don't necessarily believe that mm-hmm. there is climate change. So what are you running into and what do you do about that?
We searched long and hard before we could find a farmer that was willing to come publicly to this event and say that there is a problem. But we all know there is a problem. And I reached out to the high schools in the county to try to get more young people. They are going to suffer the consequences much more than older people like me. And so we feel that they should have a voice and they should have an understanding. And we did not get any really good cooperation from the schools to encourage young people to come to this event.
So let's talk about the event. The event is called From Climate Talk to Citizen Action, a nonpartisan public forum to discuss climate solutions, what everyday citizens, businesses, and community leaders can do. It's coming up on October the 27th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Grace Lutheran Church. Is there a cost to this event? Do we need to sign up?
No, there is no cost to the event. The only thing we're going to ask is that the people that attend provide us with their email addresses. We will not be using those email addresses for anything other than communication because we see this as the start of a series of events around climate change. And I also should probably mention that this is actually the culmination of work that we've been doing. We will have shown 7 times the National Geographic documentary called Paris to Pittsburgh, which is about global climate change, and we've been showing it around the county to very diverse groups and very diverse venues, and averaging about 30 to 35 people at each of the events.
Okay. All right. So again, folks, it's called From Climate Talk to Citizen Action, and it's coming up on October the 27th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Stoll Hall at Grace Lutheran Church. You can find out more on a Facebook page. Just look for Climate Crisis Action, Henderson County, NC. Climate Crisis Action, Henderson County, or Henderson CO, NC. You look for Climate Crisis Action in Henderson, you'll find it. It'll pop up somewhere
yes.
in there.
Yes.
So any last-minute thoughts before we close out our local focus today?
We just hope we get good attendance,
okay.
and that we have spirited discussion, and that people coming to the event take away steps that they can implement in their own lives, and that perhaps some of them want to get involved in our ongoing efforts to talk about climate change.
And Greg, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's all about getting people educated and also engaged in taking action in their own lives.
Okay. So. All right. Thank you guys for being here. We appreciate it. Once again, Greg Jernigan, who's with Mountain True, and Joe Elliott, Citizens Concerned with Climate Crisis. That event coming up again is called From Climate Talk to Citizen Action, and it's coming up on October the 27th from 2 to 4 p.m. Doors will open at 1:30 p.m. It will be at Stoll Hall Grace Lutheran Church right here in Hendersonville. By the way, there are certainly opposing views to climate change.
And WTZQ Radio will provide equal time for responsible parties with opposing views.